Starting off as we normally do with a look at some of the latest information and concerns regarding nursing homes and veteran centers in New Jersey as related to the coronavirus, we have congressional Democrats now using their new majority to bring back an old grievance with their private equity ownership of nursing homes and their investors' focus on profits over people are hurting the quality of care. Seems that Medicare patients were 10% more likely to die at private equity-owned nursing homes in the first 90 days, which implies more than 20,000 Medicare patient deaths due to private equity ownership over a 17-year study period. This is according to a February research paper that was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. That research and renewed congressional interest comes after years of what's been double-digit acquisitions and buyouts of long-term care facilities by what are called private equity firms. That's a trend that accelerated last year as the financially challenged nursing home industry tried to get through what was the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And as we've seen, with 74% of nursing homes in New Jersey privately owned, yes, the efforts by those facilities leave a lot to be desired. Representative Bill Pascrell of New Jersey, Democrat, said it's past time for a bright light to be shined on how private equity ownership in our healthcare system affects patient safety, cost, and jobs. And he could do something about this because he chairs the House Ways and Means Committee's Oversight Subcommittee. New analysis by UC Berkeley's Othering and Belonging Institute ranked states as far as how they dealt with responding to the coronavirus. New Jersey's ranking? Typical. If you're assuming that means the worst part of the list, you are assuming correctly. New Jersey was ranked 46th out of 50 states in terms of performance. And that's in spite of having lower some of the toughest and more restrictive COVID-19 orders in the nation. New Jersey, Arizona were among the worst performing states. Saw significant outbreaks among communities of color, other vulnerable residents, i.e. senior citizens. Of course, New Jersey has been criticized, rightfully so, for the way it handled the spread of the coronavirus in nursing homes or their long-term care facilities, and for not doing enough to protect those elderly residents.